O Lord, may you speak in this place, in the calming of our minds, and in the longing of our hearts. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Few days, if not a week ago, Ya Finley and the rest saw a wee scare on one of my legs, my foot. They saw it and they were like, "Dad, what is that?" "It is just tiny. You may not really see that, except you are very keen." And I told them it was an accident I had when I was the age of Jesse. And they asked me, "Was it painful?" And I said, "Yes." They said, "What really happened?" And I had to narrate the story again. I told them a friend of our family had decided to help me go to school that day, and she was carrying me on the bicycle. So at the back, we were just, you know, I think I was just chatting away, and she didn't realize my leg had entered into the wheel. And she was, you know, she thought it was an obstruction. And I was craning, and she didn't realize that until when blood was just oozing out from my leg. And then they asked, "What did your parents do?" And I said, "They cried." In fact, that day, because we were going, the way I was going to school was the same direction to where my mom was working at the hospital. And she was on night duty. So she was coming back and saw me in that, in the pool of blood. And then just ran to me and grabbed me and then took me back to the hospital. Again, it reminded me that when one is crying, others are crying. When one weeps, others are weeping. They were keen to know what my parents did, and I told them what they did and how I was in pain, and my parents too were in pain. The young person who was trying to help me was also in pain, and we're trying to say to her, my parents were saying to her, "You've not committed any wrong. You were only helping out." But she was also in pain because I was in pain. There's this interconnectedness of the human body. And the way the mind is connected is really quite incredible. If one part is affected, the whole part is affected. The story of the rising of Lazarus is central in the Gospel according to St. John. Here we see the glory, the power, majesty of Christ in a dazzling display. In this text, we see not only what Jesus did for Lazarus, but what he can do for each of us today. In addition, this story provides us with two statements that have echoed down the centuries. The first of these is Jesus' response to Martha's belief in him and her belief in the resurrection of the dead at the last day. But just before I say this, it's interesting in this story to see that Jesus loved Lazarus, he loved Mary, he loved Martha, and yet they were in this kind of situation. They experienced that kind of heavy loss of a young man. It speaks to us a lot about God's love for us, how sometimes God could allow us to walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. And the Bible says we shall fear no evil because he is right there with us. Jesus said to Martha, and through her, he says to us all today, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." And during funerals, we always say things like this. We always affirm, we always say it in an affirmation that death is not the last. Jesus has promised that death is not the final statement to those who believe in him. Jesus said that there is something even greater than this life that is awaiting for his servants. So death does not have the final say over the life of believers. That is not the end. There is something greater. And each time as you walk through the cemetery, as you go to the crematorium for services, that is not the end. There is something far beyond that. Jesus died and rose again. And so there is hope for those who die in Christ. The second statement is the long-held shortest statement in the Bible and perhaps in grammar, English grammar. Jesus wept. Jesus knew what he was going to do right from the time he first heard of the illness of Lazarus. So why did he weep when he arrived at the tomb? Perhaps Jesus wept because he felt and still feels the pain of the suffering. He wept because he has a heart that is open to the tears and to the hurt of those around him. A heart that identifies with them. A heart that is human, that is able to mourn with those who mourn. Jesus weeps for us, and Jesus weeps with us. He knows and accompanies us through the grief that weighs down our hearts, the depression that oppresses us, the trials we are facing, and uphill struggles we are contemplating. In the Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verse 14, it is said, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." God's love is no abstract thing. It is not an abstract phenomenon. It is concrete. It is specific. The eternal Word takes on human form so that our human form may take on eternity. Jesus loves us. He cares so much for us that he gave his life for us on the cross. He died a shameful death. He paid the ultimate price for our salvation, for our freedom. And that is why we can stand here, we can sit here as God's people. A price was paid on our behalf. This greatest act of love in the history of the world compels us to respond in love and to weep with those who weep. Jesus still weeps with us when we are hurting, and he still weeps for us when we do not see or accept the gift that God freely offers to us, the gift of salvation. In dying for the sins of the world, his ultimate act of love and service frees us as God's people to sacrificially love others as if their burdens were ours. So we take on the burdens of others. We enter into their world. We feel their pains, just like my mom and the friend who was helping out felt my pain and they were crying. I was crying because I was in pain, and I wonder why they were crying. Perhaps they were seeing blood. They weren't directly affected by the pain I was going through. I had bandage on my leg, and for some weeks or months, I wasn't able to wear shoes. Or I stayed away from school because it was really sore and painful. But they were crying. Why would they have cried? They had no reason to cry because they were not the people who were directly affected. But they were crying because they felt my pain. It touched their heart as well. Today is All Saints Sunday. It is not a day set aside to mark the superhuman faith and power of a selected few. But it's a day that is set aside to remind us of God's ability to use flawed people to do divine things. On this day, we celebrate the fact that through the centuries, God creates faith in God's people, and those people, through ordinary acts of love, bring the kingdom of heaven closer to earth. The risen Christ calls us to embody his presence in a deeply wounded world that we live in. He calls us always to follow him to those places where people are struggling and in need, and to share in the ministry of wiping away their tears, giving them hope, giving them life. Compassion UK, as was shared to us by Donna, as with Christian Aid, Food Bank, Bethany Trust, and other local and international initiatives, offer us opportunities to help millions of people, including children, to experience the love of God in practical ways and feel the suffering and fear that poverty brings. May our hearts today and always be moved by compassion. Amen.